Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sal. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hola.
So I grew up in South Florida, and I've experienced a lot of pain in my life. I've been injured, but I dove into the water on the Atlantic side and immediately felt the most excruciating pain in my entire life. When I came out, I realized I had dove into where one of the Portuguese man-o-war jellyfish are. And I got stung in the eyeball.
You got stung in the eyeball?
I did.
Jesus, man. Do you lose sight for a while, or what happened?
I wasn't seeing anything for a hot minute. All I saw were stars. I was clawing at my face. Luckily, it didn't last too long, but I thought I was going to be blind.
Well, no, wait. What's not too long?
I 2 minutes. It felt like longer, but it was honestly probably 2 minutes.
Okay, that's not awful. I mean, that's an awful 2 minutes, but you're right. That's not as bad as it could have been. Did anyone else get stung or just you?
Well, no, there were, I mean, it's because they can't swim, obviously. They just float around. So there had been some other people getting stung on the legs and stuff like that, but there was one lingering where I dove in, and that was my brilliant move.
Sting to the eyeball. How big do those, not even how big do they get, how long do their tentacles reach? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. They're not as big as, like, the jellyfish you see, like, in Australia, but their tentacles are 5-6 feet long.
Damn. And you can't see them for S, right?
No, because you can just see the little purple ball on top of the water, but you can't see the tentacles.
God. Yeah, no, thank you.
That sounds horrible. Yes, that sounds absolutely horrible.
I mean, like, what is the point of a jellyfish? You think about it, right?
But
it
why?
Well, no brain. It is in the ocean, and it doesn't even actively hunt. It just throws its tentacles out. And if you're unlucky enough to happen to go through its tentacles, then it's got a meal. But, I mean, like, it doesn't really do anything
else. Is it kind of the aquatic version of the Venus flytrap?
Kind of.
You know, it doesn't have a brain. It doesn't think. It doesn't, you know, actively hunt. It's just there, like, to suck.
So whatever lands in here, you literally just
suck. I mean, that's it. You know,
why don't people eat them?
The jellyfish?
I don't think they're good. There's got to be a reason why they don't.
I know. Somebody tried one somewhere. And something really bad happened. Like, their throat swelled up.
Or it might taste the way they look.
Because you think something that looks that soft. Certain
species of jellyfish are consumed as food, and particularly in East and Southeast Asian cuisine.
Are they deep fried?
That's just
my guess based on their consistency.
I mean, there's a couple looking dishes here.
All right, let me see what one of these dishes looks like.
Looks like they're cooked up. I don't know about fried, but they're, you know, they shred them up, it looks
like. I'd give it a try.
Yeah.
Douse them in something.
Look, man, if it comes out of the ocean, I would give it a try. For the most part. What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Caitlin. Welcome to the men's room.
Dolphin is delicious.
Hey, boy.
Hola.
All right. I've got a story back from August of 2020. My husband and I caught up, and we get in the water for a quick dip because it was like 100 degrees, and we're walking out, and he taps me. He's like, hey, babe, I'm going to give this guy like 10 seconds. And I'm like, I don't know, wait, what are you talking about? And I turn around, and there's this guy who's just floating up on the shore. And his, like, flip-flops are right beside him, and he's face down.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, my gosh. And so we grab him, and we bring him up on the beach, and we flip him over, and he is just blue from, like, the neck.
Oh, you're breaking up. Hello.
Caitlin. No. Hey, Caitlin, do us a favor. Give us a call back. I'm curious to know how this ends. But your phone's breaking.
I don't think that sounds very good.
You don't think it ended well?
I don't.
I'm going to say,
let her call back first.
Okay.
I'm going to say they saved the guy. You're saying they tried.
He's blue.
But they didn't. Well, it could have been a Smurf.
He's blue.
Huh? Yeah.
Where were they?
Well, she broke up.
I didn't
up
hear
on
that part.
Well,
yeah.
When she calls back on a clearer line, we'll get all cleared.
Hang on. This might be her, right? Dang it. She just dropped off again.
I think the guy.
You're saying he's dead.
I say he's dead. Blue guy's dead.
All right, I'm saying blue man survived.
What do you think? He then joined the blue man group?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Hello, Caitlin.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Okay, Caitlin, where were you again?
Okay, we were at Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, Lake Coeur d'Alene.
We saw a guy who had drowned.
Okay.
He was upside down in the water.
Now you say you went in there and he's blue.
Yeah, so we pull him out. Holy crap. So
you're going to have to call us back again because your phone keeps breaking up. We can't hear anything you're saying.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Wait. How about this? Did the man live?
Well, he lived.
Ah.
Boom.
No, boo.
He did. So he lived. We did CPR on him. Fun fact, when you do CPR on a drowning victim,
that is a fun fact.
Squirts back up in your mouth. It was super gross.
Oh, God.
What? I didn't understand that. What was it translate?
She said, "When you do CPR on somebody who's been drowning, there it sounds like the water comes out and it got on her."
Well, I mean, you gotta imagine their lungs are full of water, so you gotta get
it out.
For
some reason, I heard that part clear.
Okay, saying, man, you could talk to a drowning guy.
Now, Caitlin, did you actually know CPR, or did you just do what a lot of people do? This is what I saw on TV. Let me give it the old college try.
No, I'm in the military, CPR certified.
Okay. Did you guys call
911? I didn't know what I was doing.
Did you guys call 911?
So it just happened there was a fire by at that exact time. Bystanders ran by and got him and was able to get some oxygen on him into life.
All right, Ted, what did she say?
Some bystanders ran by and they got some oxygen on him?
That's what I heard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did he thank you?
Turns out he did. We actually we ended up finding out he was a bar owner. Turns out 2 years later, I get a friend, and she's like, hey, that guy you saved, he drowned.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
That was 2 years ago. And she goes, no, he drowned today in the same lake and died.
Are you serious right now?
Does that count? Does that count?
Let's go to the judges.
Does that count?
All right, Mike, now look.
Hang on real quick. Was he a bad swimmer, or was he, like, drunk when he was jumping in?
So his friends were super drunk the first time. Like, his girl was crawling all over his body while I'm trying to do CPR. And my husband's trying to, like, get her off of him so I can keep going with CPR. So I think he was super drunk the first time. I have no idea what happened the second time. So if it was me and I drowned in a lake, I would just stay out of the water. But
was it too cold, or was he just, I mean, was it a freezing cold?
No, it was.
I mean,
like,
it gets hot as hell out there in the summer. Yeah, okay.
Damn.
Yeah,
I was
drowned in the same lake. I think I just interrupted. Angel of Death was just like, girl, come on.
No. I was trying to do something here, Caitlin.
Positive friend.
Jeez, well, man.
You did a good thing.
I clearly killed a man. What are you doing?
You don't win that one. That was 2 years later.
Right.
I mean.
She saved the guy.
Yeah. Which is what I figured we were betting on. So she did her part.
Right.
He just did not do a great job of continuing on the gift that she gave him.
Quote.
Oh, God.
The guy is dead.
Well, eventually,
that's all I said. And it turns out he is. So,
old technicality Montgomery.
Judge, listen. Uh-huh. All I said was, the guy is dead. I win the bet. I rest my case.
Well, everybody dies.
Well, yes. But he should still be alive, shouldn't he?
But we were talking about a specific incident.
Right.
Which he survived.
He survived the encounter.
Yes, he did. Yes.
He survived the incident.
Yes.
I would be more prone to listen to Miles in this case because the guy died
the same freaking way
right. that she said. Yes. It'd be one thing if he got hit by a car. Yes. You're like, well, yeah, he died.
But it was a completely separate incident.
You can
you can't back him up. We're on your side of this case.
I understand his argument in the sense
of. So do I. It's stupid.
The guy legitimately died.
The scab.
The
scab refs were in. There might be an asterisk by the win, but this is still a win for Montgomery.
The scab refs.
Telling you.
Are we referencing the Fail Mary?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And was that really a catch?
No. Not the reason why.
Was that really a catch?
Nothing no.
Hey, I'm not a sports fan. That was not a catch.
It was not a catch.
It was not a catch.
But it counted.
It did. See, that's
and
what I'm saying.
There's the difference.
All I said was, the guy is dead.
I was right. The play on the field is good.
Right. Exactly.
After much review.
Thank you, New York. What happened in honor because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
I like you could be, in the Alps. And just the ugliest, dumbest trail mountain. That's the hill you die on.
Okay, you see that headstone? That's Miles.
You want to go up that pretty one? No. I'll die on this one.
He's doing the Rob Ford thing. I'm just sticking with it.
That's right. Yeah.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Shooting the guns.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
So, basically, I used to go out fishing with my dad all the time in a nice little aluminum boat. Used to pull it up to the dock. I'd reach my hand out, you know, stop the boat from hitting the dock. Then we decided to, this is in 1976, so it's about 6 or 7, decided to get a nice newer boat, have the whole family plus the grandparents and everybody else out in it. We're coming back up to the dock, and I'm sitting up front. Dad cuts the motor. This time we're heading straight onto the dock. It's a bigger, probably a 17, 18-foot, nice big fiberglass 1970s boat. I decided to stick my hand out and stop the boat. Unbeknownst to me, apparently my hand, my thumb was in between the boat and the dock. And it decided to pinch it, and then basically it was dangling off my hand as my parents are, like, freaking out, and I was crying. Everybody was crying, and everybody is taking me to the hospital. I was crying because I just thought I was in trouble because, I did something my parents didn't tell me to do. Other than that, about 3 months later, basically they end up taking half of my thumb off because it was so damaged that it couldn't be saved. So I was a lefty, then I became a righty.
How long did that take to switch over to the right hand?
You were a lefty, huh?
I was a left-handed person, and instead became a right-handed person.
What did you learn quicker, to write with your right hand or to take care of business with your right hand?
Depends on the age.
Apparently, I was a little bit of being ambidextrous.
How do you hold your knife?
Oh, so all right, we got that done first.
How do you hold your fork when you cut into a steak? Do you go back the other way? Do you go lefty?
I hold it with my left hand. That
you
was,
go lefty. Okay, not, that makes sense.
All not right. not a major issue, you know. But doing anything else, and you know, I ended up joining the Navy when I got out of the high school, of all things.
Really? They only need 9 and a half fingers to be in the Navy.
Yeah.
So you're funny.
Yeah. I tried getting into the National Guard to be like a tank driver, and made it all the way up to the ASVAB portion of the thing, and made it through all the medical and everything else. And the doctor sat me down and he goes, "Let me look at your hands." And I'm like, "He's like, oh, you're missing half of this digit." I'm like, "Yeah. So." He goes, "Oh, we can't take you.
You're out. Damn." So the Navy for the win.
With a nub, you're out.
Navy for the win, yeah, exactly.
So you're somewhat ambidextrous, I guess, then, right?
Apparently, but I can't do crap left-handed now.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, it helps to have a full thumb.
I wonder if you could do that. I wonder if you could spend a year consciously using your non-dominant hand, and by the time just for most things. Just try to.
I'm trying to write my signature.
Consciously do it for, you know, like a year. Like every time you brush your teeth, you go lefty. Every time you pick up a fork, you go lefty. Every time you write something down, you go lefty.
Well, keep in mind, I'm left-handed, so I'm down.
Well, you're going right.
But when I lost my, I had that cast on for 12 weeks a couple of years ago, the thing that bugged me the most, and it sounds stupid, but someone agreed with me recently because they were talking, they were talking to her last night, said, wiping your ass.
Oh, yeah.
How hard is it to wipe your ass? When it's not your dominant hand, it seems like that should be maybe the easiest thing to do. But you want to be thorough, too. But it's... It sounds great. You can't even figure out the angle to get in there, and you just know it's not as thorough. It's a bad feeling.